can use an interception. They can use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Welcome inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf here, as always, with the tape man himself, Greg Cosell, senior producer from NFL Films. And Greg, today we talk about the guys who you look for if you want sacks. We want the edge players. And it starts with one of the more interesting debates of this draft cycle, Anthony Barr versus Khalil Mack.
Well, I think Khalil Mack's a better player. And I think they'll both end up, in my view, in base defenses in the NFL playing 3-4 outside linebacker. Khalil Mack has shown, and you see it on tape, he's shown the ability to rush speed to power and use his arms really well. And he's done that against Ohio State, high-level competition. He's shown the ability to bend the edge, which you don't see a lot from college players. Khalil Mack has shown that ability. So I think Khalil Mack is a player you could line up in a 3-4 as an outside backer. Then you line him up as a D-end when you go to your four-man sub-package D-line. Now, Anthony Barr would fit that same description. And Barr is a little bit different player. He's a little more angular. Mack is 250-plus pounds and looks the part. Barr is a more athletic-looking player, came to UCLA as a running back and transitioned to linebacker. He has really good short-area explosion. He has closing speed. There's an explosive element to Barr's game. He needs some refinement as a pass rusher. You don't see a lot of counter moves. We did see him spin and get a sack here and there, and he didn't quite spin yet with the fluidity that he plays with in other areas. But Barr is a fascinating prospect who I think has the physical traits to become a very good NFL pass rusher.
How much projection is there with Barr, considering that he's only played the position in college for 2 years?
There's projection, and I think a lot of people will see him and look at Barkevious Mingo from a year ago with LSU, who was the sixth player chosen. I think Barr is a little bit better bender than Barkevious Mingo, who I thought was a little upright, and Mingo played about 20-25 snaps a game for Cleveland last year. I could see Barr being in a similar position as a rookie, playing 20-25-30 snaps a game, mostly in your sub-packages, where I think Khalil Mack could step right in and be your starting outside linebacker in a 3-4 and essentially be a full-time player, playing in your base defense and your sub-packages.
Now, as we talk about these prospects, remember, we are grouping them into sort of like positions. And with these players, we're talking speed rushers.
Yeah.
And one of those guys is Jerry Attachu.
Is he Jerry now?
I think he goes by Jerry.
Did he call you and let you know that?
He's letting everybody know.
Okay. Well,
just don't call him Newman.
Okay. Very good. Jerry Attachu was a player that I really liked on film, and I know others don't seem to share my opinion, but I thought he was a classic 3-4 outside linebacker who could also put his hand on the ground. Not a true explosion pass rusher. You're not going to think of a Von Miller when you think of Jeremiah Attachu, but he did show the ability to bend the edge. He did show the ability to rush speed to power. He's a big man. He's over 250 pounds as an outside linebacker in a 3-4, and I think when he gets into an NFL weight room, he'll get even stronger. He might not gain any weight. You don't want him to get to 260 or 265, but he'll get stronger. And I think of the so-called 3-4 outside linebackers in this draft, after we spoke about Mack and Barr,
right,
I think Attachu is arguably the most complete prospect.
Meanwhile, you've got Dee Ford from Auburn, who at times was the talk of the Senior Bowl, but
yes,
there's a question as to whether or not he can really play in space.
Well, the question is, what is he in the NFL? He wants to be seen as a 3-4 outside backer. At his pro day a number of weeks ago, he got down to 244. He obviously feels that's his position in the NFL. When you watch him on tape, he played only with his hand on the ground, and he only played on the left side. He had a particular signature move where he used his inside arm, his right arm, to post and try to push back the right tackle. At times, that was effective. But he's not really an explosion player. You don't see a lot of quickness to his game. The only game where you saw a lot of that, and it's his best resume game was the national championship game against Florida State, a very good game to have a great game right. in, where he looked like a quicker, more athletic player, but that's not the way he played throughout the season. So it'll be very interesting to see, number one, where he's drafted, number two, how he's used. Because a lot of people believe he's purely a player who can only play with his hand in the ground.
How about DeMarcus Lawrence from Boise State? Can he play in space?
He only played at Boise State with his hand in the ground as well in a three-point stance. He's a more naturally athletic guy than Dee Ford. And I think Lawrence, to me, has a better chance of making that transition to a 3-4 outside linebacker than Dee Ford would. And Lawrence also, unlike Ford, did show the ability to bend the edge and flatten to the quarterback, which is an absolute necessary trait for an edge pass rusher, you know, unless you're 290 pounds and you're just going to speed to power over right. people. But Lawrence showed that trait on film. You'd like to see the traits on film that transition to the NFL, which was my concern with Dee Ford, is I didn't necessarily see those traits enough on film. Lawrence, you did see that on film. I'll be fascinated, Bo, to see where he's drafted, because I think he could end up moving up draft boards and being a second-round pick easily.
Florida's Ron Powell was the number one yes. defensive end recruit in the nation coming out of college, but his tape at Florida was at least inconsistent at times.
Very much so. He sort of played that position at Florida that I think they call the buck position, where right. he's sort of a stand-up pass rusher. Did put his hand on the ground in a three-point stance at times. He looks the part, the way he's built. He's a little stiff. He's not a bender. So while he's really straight line athletic, and you see it, I mean, the guy's really athletic and in a straight line with pretty good speed, you wonder about his ability to bend and be flexible as a pass rusher, which is normally something you need, because at 237 pounds, he's not really a true power rusher. So that's what I wonder about Ronald Powell.
How about this next group of players? Tell me who you like the best. James Gale from Virginia yeah. Tech, Carl Bradford from Arizona State, and Scott Crichton from Oregon State.
Well, Crichton is a fun player to watch on film. You just have to decide what he is in the NFL, because he's essentially a power leverage player who's relentless and never stops. But he's 273 pounds. So when you look at him, you don't see a guy who's got a whole lot of body flexibility. You ultimately see a speed-to-power guy because of his leverage and his strength and the way he plays, just with incredible effort. He's one of those guys we like to say has an outstanding playing personality. That's the way he plays all the time. But at 273 pounds, he's not likely to be an open side rusher, because those guys normally are more flexible with more body bend. So you think, if he's a strong side D end at 273 pounds, is he perhaps a little too small? So he's a very intriguing player, because you love the film, you're just trying to figure out how he transitions.
A player to whom the Eagles have been linked throughout the pre-draft process was the player of the year in his conference, and it wasn't his teammate Calvin Pryor, it was linebacker Marcus Smith.
Because Marcus Smith is a 3-4 outside linebacker, and he played in space, he played in coverage, he rushed the quarterback, he's got really good movement, he's a fluid kid, he'll need to get stronger, which normally happens just being in NFL weight rooms. But Marcus Smith has the look of a true 3-4 outside linebacker with multiple abilities, because that's what he did in college.
If we want to talk about power leverage rushers transitioning a little bit from speed, I mean, it starts at the top with perhaps the best prospect in the draft, Jadeveon Clowney. Is he the best prospect in the draft in your estimation?
I would probably say no, but that's
probably a
different question, you know, than you, when you want to ask me right. about what kind of player he is. He's, you know, to me, and again, I don't know how others see him, I don't think he's a 3-4 outside linebacker.
Right.
I don't think he has that kind of movement. I think he's a 4-3 D end. And I think that he's an explosive straight line player. He's not a true bender. Now, as a straight line explosive guy, he's unbelievable. That's his game. And he has a few signature moves. The one signature move we've all seen is the arm over to the inside, where he beats the left tackle, and then his explosion just shows up in a heartbeat. That's his game. But now if you transition him to the NFL, you have to think, how will he rush the quarterback? As I said, he's not a true bender. He does have the ability to be speed to power because he's so explosive at times off the ball. You just didn't see a lot of that, but the ability is clearly there. He's a little bit of a projection based on pure measurable numbers and the way he looks.
What about Coney Ealy from Missouri? That's an interesting body type.
Coney Ealy, to me, fits the NFL because Coney Ealy, and he did this in Missouri, is a 4-3 defensive end and then a D-tackle in your sub-packages. He reminded me watching him, he'll fill a similar role to Michael Bennett of the Super Bowl champion Seahawks. Play 4-3 D end in your base, move inside to rush the quarterback in your sub-packages. To me, that's what Coney Ealy is.
Now, there's a group of three similar players who you have said are similar type players: Trevor Riley of Utah, Trent Murphy of Stanford, and Adrian Hubbard of Alabama. I think you like Riley the best as a pass rusher.
I do. I think Riley's the best pass rusher, the most explosive of the three in terms of movement, pass rush ability. And I don't hear him being talked about a whole lot. I think he could easily be, in my view, a second-round pick because of his size and his pass rush ability. I think Murphy and Hubbard are somewhat similar. They're long, big athletes. Murphy had a lot of sacks. I looked at all 15 of his sacks. Only two of them did he actually beat someone. 13 of them are sort of secondary, ancillary sacks that come from hustle, that come from the quarterback holding the ball too long.
Right.
He's not a true pass rusher as you project him to the NFL just based on his college sack numbers. I think Murphy's a really good player. I tell you who Murphy, to me, has similarities to: Connor Barwin. The way Connor Barwin was used in Philadelphia this year. There's some pass rush ability, but he's a very versatile, multi-dimensional player. That's how I see Trent Murphy in the NFL. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way.
Right.
Connor Barwin had a really good year for Philadelphia.
Exactly right. And that's sort of the category where I was going to put this last player, who's sort of a prospect unto himself in this draft, Kyle Van Noy from BYU.
Kyle Van Noy, to me, is a really good player. I kept watching him, Bo, because he's not a guy that when you first put on the tape, you go, wow, look at that guy move. He's so explosive. He does this, he does that. But he just keeps making good plays with what I thought initially was very deceptive quickness. And then the more I watched, I kind of said to myself, no, he's got some explosive traits that are not jump off the film explosive, but his movement's really good. And I'll tell you who I thought of. He basically played on the line of scrimmage and in space. He did not play a stacked linebacker position, which I think he'll have to be taught in the NFL, because he struck me as a very similar player to Chad Greenway of the Minnesota Vikings, who the year he came out was the 17th player chosen and is one of the least talked about but best linebackers in the NFL who's not a sacker. And I see Kyle Van Noy very much in the same way I see Chad Greenway.
All right. Well, lots of edge rushers available in this year's NFL draft. Greg Cosell, as always, breaks it down inside the film room right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
They could use an interception. They could use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryan's